From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Three people are dead, nine others injured after a privately owned hangar under construction near the Boise airport collapsed on Wednesday. Now, five of those people injured are in critical condition today. Seven fire engines, three ladder trucks, and at least a dozen ambulances responded to the scene near the Jackson Jet Center.
I don't know what caused it, but I can tell you that it was a pretty global collapse that occurred. The main structural members came down. It was fairly catastrophic.
That's Boise Fire Operations Chief Aaron Hummel speaking last night at a news conference. He did say the hangar was under construction when the collapse happened. So we wanted to get an update on this tragedy. So joining us now is Sydney Kidd. She reports for BoiseDev.com. Sydney was on the scene covering this. She was at that news conference last night. Sydney, I know you've been really busy, so I really appreciate you taking time to come on the program. So before we get into the details, can you quickly tell us about this structure and who owns it? Because I have to say, I drive that stretch of interstate Monday through Friday, and I noticed it for the very first time on Monday because it had so many huge cranes around it.
Yeah, so that is a hangar that is being put up for the Jackson Jet Center. And yeah, lots of people have been saying, I just noticed this a few days ago. It seems like construction was really ramping up on the site before this happened.
So privately owned by Jackson Jet Center, as you said, but the city of Boise does own the land on it. So my understanding, Sydney, is that the call came in to emergency services right around 5 p.m. yesterday. So tell us about the scene when you arrived, because I am assuming you were there after first responders.
Yeah, so when I showed up, there was a huge presence of first responders there. There were emergency lights going off in pretty much every direction. The roads were blocked off at Orchard and Wright Street, so pretty far up the road from the actual collapse. And then it was interesting watching people drive by on the interstate because it was such a huge presence, and it was drawing a lot of attention, and people were, you know, trying to slow down and see what was going on, and it was pretty chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you had ambulances leaving the scene with their lights on.
So, Sydney, what was that like then for you? I mean, here you're on scene and probably not getting a lot of information at the time. So when was it that you started finding out the severity of this incident?
Well, we knew that it was bad kind of from the get-go, just from seeing the alert on an app called Pulse Point that mm-hmm. alerts you to like EMS responses and fire responses. And when we saw that there was a rescue going on at the airport with, like you said, seven trucks and just a bunch of different emergency personnel there, we knew something had to be happening. When I got there, I was and wasn't surprised at just how much was going on. But it in those situations, it is hard because you're trying to get information as fast as possible, but also the people who you get information from are also trying to figure out what's happening at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I went over to try and get a picture from the other side of the interstate. Spoke to a couple of neighbors in the area, and they told me that when it happened, they thought it, like the sound, they said they thought it was one of the big airplanes coming in. And then they went outside, and this hangar that had been constructed, they couldn't see it anymore.
And then, Sydney, I know there was a news conference last night. You were at it. This is when some details started coming out. So what did you start learning at that point?
Pretty much what we have right now. Well, a little less. We knew that the hangar had collapsed. We knew that about a dozen people had been injured in some way. And that they had OSHA on scene. We knew that they'd called it like you said, a global collapse, that it was catastrophic, and that they didn't know what caused the collapse yet, and that also a crane had been collapsed. And so that's what we knew coming out of the conference. Of course, since then, now we know that of the 12 people that were injured, three have died, and five are in critical condition. But that's about what we know.
And Sydney, at this point, I mean, no names have been released.
Correct.
Correct, because we're still waiting. I mean, of course, you want family to be notified, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
And
absolutely. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, and did has Jackson Jet Center said anything at this point, Sydney? Because as we mentioned, yes, the land is owned by the city of Boise, but this is their private hangar that they were constructing. So I would assume that these workers were employed by Jackson Jet Center.
So I'm not sure if they were employed directly by Jackson Jet Center. That Jackson Jet Center had hired out the project to a building company called Big D Builders. But they did put out a statement last night talking about how their hearts go out to everyone affected by this horrific event, and just expressing gratitude for the first responders. And how their focus is on supporting their team and partners during this difficult time.
So, Sydney, I am assuming OSHA is there and
Yeah.
they're on site. So what do we know about their next steps in this investigation and trying to figure out what went wrong?
Absolutely. So I just actually got off the phone with David Kearns from OSHA right before I hopped on this call with you. And I talked to him about that, and he said that the next few weeks are going to be really busy. He says that they have people who are coming in from outside of the area to assist them, that there's going to be a variety of evidence collected, both on scene, lots of paperwork, documentations, interviews. And the reason that they have to do this all in such a quick time is because they have 6 months to complete the investigation. There's a statute of limitations for 6 months for events like this. So he said the next few weeks are going to be very busy, and everything will be wrapped up within 6 months.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on the show, as I mentioned, Sydney, and I know just how busy and frankly also difficult emotionally this is reporting on stories like this. So really thank you for your time and just again, we really appreciate all the work that you've done.
Thank you, Gemma. I appreciate you having me on the show, and thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.